I'm not sure your side he's supposed to, he's supposed to be on. I'm still learning.
Does it matter?
Well, I guess for the microphone right now. I praise God for what he's doing for us in Russia and for answering us a long, long prayer of mine to and a prayer of, now I think about it, of a lady down in up in Michigan who has been kind of like a spiritual grandmother for me. And she has been praying for many years that God would provide a better half for this incomplete half. And I stood strong against it for many a long year, and God kept closing doors until I guess he had me right where he wanted me.
Amen.
And after he got me where he wanted me, he brought what he wanted for me.
Amen.
So, off the shirts, I don't know if you've probably seen them. There's only four of these things in all the world right now. Two are going to be going to Germany, and two are going to be going to Russia with some of German relatives. I want to give Natasha a chance to share her testimony, how she came to know Christ as her personal Savior, and after that, we'll do some sharing.
Thank you. I feel so excited here. It was so new for me to have such a big audience and to speak about that. And if you want me to do it in Russian, I could, and he will translate it.
Amen. You can do it. I'll say whatever I want to say. You won't. That's safe.
So, what do you want? Russian or English?
For a couple of minutes, okay?
Until he runs out of words.
Well, I'm just going to read what is written here.
He did it for himself, just to be on the safe side if you will ask him to translate. Okay, I'll start in Russian. Are you ready? Alright. Я родилась в семье военного.
I was born in and rose in a military family.
Right.
This may take a while. Brother Martin, you got some time? I hope I don't take it all from you.
Мы жили в разных странах, в основном в Средней Азии, где жили в основном мусульмане, и очень мало было христиан.
We lived in several countries and in the southern and Asian portions of the USSR. These areas were mostly inhabited by Muslims and just a few Christians in the areas.
Я очень часто слышала от своих женщин, что мы должны верить в Бога и доверять ему.
Often I would hear from the Russian women around us that God would help you and you're in God's hands and that God knows everything that happens so you can trust him.
Она говорила мне о Боге. И поэтому я чувствовала, что в мире есть очень всемогущий Бог, которым я должна доверять и отдала свою жизнь ему.
He also said God is always there and will help you when you're in trouble. I left that out. And you can always ask him for help. My grandmother also told me about God. And from this I felt there was an all-powerful God and everything was in his hands.
Amen.
Okay, now I start to speak English.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Natasha.
So at the age of 15, we moved from Asian part to Russia, where we live now, the town of Kislovod. It means the town of sour water. It is a spa. I finished my high school there, and shortly after graduation, I read a philosophy book in which author discussed morals and ethics in the world and how we have parted from God's laws. He also said that we should be grateful to Jesus Christ for his sacrifice. I couldn't understand those words. Why should I have been grateful to him? But something motivated me to search out. At that time, I couldn't find Bible, and none of my friends have one. And shortly after that, somebody gave me the Bible, and I started reading the Bible. I started from the very first book of the Bible and couldn't understand a word. I was taught evolution at school, and it was like a fairy tale for me, so it didn't take long to put it down. At the university, we didn't talk about God. We discussed the five major world religions, but only to give information about them. During my third year at the university, I saw the movie, Jesus of Nazareth. I like this movie very much, and after that I wanted to know something else about Jesus Christ, and I decided to read the Bible again. That time I read the last book, couldn't understand again. Shortly after graduation, I started to work for the Congress of Doctors as an interpreter. And it was there I met a gentleman. We talked about God, and he told me about the Bible. He said that every time I had problems, I could go to the Bible and find answers to all my questions.
Amen.
It was a challenge. I tried, but couldn't find an answer. But I enjoyed reading Psalms and Proverbs and felt comfortable after reading. In the summer 1993, a team of Americans came to Kislovodsk, and I started to work with them as an interpreter. And one day, team leader shared the four spiritual laws with me, and I understood that I should have a personal savior, and I should have personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I prayed a prayer and asked him to be my savior.
Amen.
So last year I became a Christian. So, since then I have become more patient and forgiving of others. I know that I will go to heaven, and I know that God is answering my prayers, and I want to share one specific answer of his of my prayer. Once I had to send a fax to Israel, and it's a hard work. We have really bad connection, and I usually tried 5 to 30 attempts, and that time I asked God to help me, and it worked. I was so amazed. I double-checked it to be sure that it has been transmitted, so I know for sure that He's answering my prayers, and I want to close by asking you to pray for us while we're working in my country, serving God, because there's so much to do and we need His guidance and direction. And thank you for your encouragement and support.
Amen.
I think I'm going to sit. So.